Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The New Hunter's Guide. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today I want to talk to you guys about flashlights. Everything you need to know about flashlights. Now, I didn't say everything there is to know, but as a new hunter or someone getting into new areas in hunting, what do you need to know? So we're going to go over this. I'm a bit of a flashlight snob myself. I wouldn't say I'm a flashlight enthusiast. You know, I know people that collect flashlights and they just love flashlights. I'm not to that point, but if my budget allows someday, I could see myself there. But I want to talk to you today about three different types of flashlights and give you some examples and how to use them and what to prepare for and what you need to have with you depending on what you want to hunt. So there's three basic kinds. I'll go over them real quick and then I'll break them down. Number one, you have hunting lights. These are lights that you specifically use to hunt. Maybe you're predator hunting. Maybe you are hog hunting. Maybe you're in a jurisdiction where you could archery hunt deer at night. These are lights that are maybe affixed to your gun or to your bow or you have a spotter, but you are using them in the hunting process. They need to have a long throw. They're usually in a different color bulb, maybe green or maybe red, and you're going to use them during the hunting process. Number two, you have what I call work lights. These are flashlights that you are using to do some kind of work. You are field dressing an animal with this light. You're rooting through your pack. You're putting your gear together at your truck. You are, you know, building a tree stand in the middle of the night or whatever you're doing. These are work lights. They're usually much lower brightness, flood, longer lasting batteries. Something that's convenient for you to use and hang somewhere or put on your head. You're going to use these lights for work. And then you've got search lights. These are the lights that you're going to use to, you know, if you've shot an animal or you've shot a deer and they started running and it's close to dark and you've got to chase it into the dark, these are the lights that you're going to use to chase an animal. For these lights, you literally want daylight in a bottle. I mean, it almost can't be too bright. You're looking for a light that has, you know, some throw, but it's basically a floodlight. And you want to basically be able to turn the woods in the daylight looking for this thing. So there's no way that you could walk by it or lose the blood trail or it get past you. So you got these three different kinds of lights. And what do you need to know? And which ones do you need to have? And what's it going to take? So we'll start right at the top there with the hunting lights. Now, these are most common for predator hunting, you know, coyotes, foxes, perhaps even raccoons, bobcats, what have you, well, even wolves, depending on where you live. You're going to be out hunting predators in the nighttime. Usually the best colors for these are red and green. Now, on the market today, there's a lot of options for these. But honestly, I don't consider most of them to be true options. Now, here's the reason. You've got a lot of traditional color flashlights, or you've got a regular flashlight. They'll throw like a little lens on it that's green or blue, or excuse me, that's green or red. That doesn't work so well. What you really want is you want a light that has a red LED or it has a green LED. And you want a light that'll give you up to, you know, at least 300 to 500 yards of throw. 500 is the benchmark that I use. You know, will this light go 500 yards? Now, depending on where you hunt, and you know, you may not need one quite so intense. And it doesn't have to be daylight at 500 yards, but that's sort of a benchmark that I use. 400's okay. But if you have a light that's rated at 200 yards and you get out there at 200 yards is a very realistic shooting distance for predator hunting, I don't think it's going to be enough. Because at 200, that's going to be the furthest that you'll get some impression. You want to be able to see the animal coming in 100 yards further than that and then have a good look at it at 200 and be able to take it. So you want the light, end of the day, wherever you're going to hunt or can hunt, that can throw at least 100 yards further than where you're at, because you where you can shoot. Because you want to spot it from a distance, watch it come in, and then be able to take it. Now, keep in mind, what these lights are going to do is they're going to illuminate the animal's eyes. So they're going to light up their eyes. Their eyes are going to catch the light, and they're literally going to glow in the dark. So you don't need to have daylight at that far distance, but you'll be able to see their lights. You need to be able to make out the animal exactly what it is at your shooting distance. So maybe I spoke a little quick there, but you know, you want to be able to see the animal clearly and distinctly at your shooting distance, and you want it to be able to throw further, and it'll illuminate their eyes. What you'll see when you're, you know, if you're on a real far field and you've got a lot of field of view, and there's an animal coming in, and you're shining one of these lights, you will literally see two glowing dots in the distance as your light, you know, goes across it, and you'll know, okay, that's something coming in, and by the time it reaches shooting range, you need to have enough light to make sure you know exactly what it is. If you're hunting coyotes and it's not fox season, you don't want to take that shot. So you need to know, be able to know what it is at shooting range. I recommend personally a company called Sniper Hog. I'll link to them in the show notes at newhuntersguide.com. I've got their lights. I've used them for years. They are just absolute phenomenal quality. I bought one of their lights several years ago. You know, they've had newer models since then. I don't even remember the exact model, but I'll link you guys to what's current in the show notes. This light was, I think it cost me about, I got a package of some different stuff. It was around the $200 mark. And I got the light, I got the lens, I got the charger. They've got rechargeable batteries. And then I've got a number of different LED bulbs. And this was pretty cool because there's some lights out there and I've seen them, you know, you can pay $300, $400, $500 for a light and it's just a red LED. And that's all it'll ever be. So you've got one color. It's a fantastic light, top-notch quality, but it's not versatile. It's only good for one thing. And if that's the only thing you want, well then, all right, but I wanted some versatility. So I got the light with a red LED, which is what I wanted for predator hunting. And that light shines something like 500 or 600 yards. And it's bright at 500 or 600 yards. And I got the head on the light, the lens that's adjustable. So I could go from flood to laser beam pinpoint focus. And the light, the lumens aren't that high on it. It's like, I don't know if it's 1,000 lumens or something, somewhere in that range. It's not the brightest light in the world. On flood, it's a nice light for searching in the woods. If you dial it back and you can really turn this head and focus this lens, it is like a laser beam. I mean, it's unbelievable the distance this thing will shine and the brightness at that distance. You almost can't even dial it in all the way and use it because it's too pinpoint. You actually have to back it off some depending on where you're hunting because you want a wider field of view. It's a fantastic light. Lasts one battery on high. I think it lasts 4 hours, and on low, I think it's double that, which is all you need for a night of predator hunting where you bring an extra battery, and I've got two. And then I got also with it, I got a green LED. So, you know, if you're hog hunting or you're after a different kind of game, there's some places where green might be better. I thought, well, you know what? We'll just get a different light. I can just take the cap off, screw it out the old LED, screw the new one in, done. That way I've got versatility. I also got a couple of different white ones. I got a flood white and then I got a throw white. And they've got just a little bit different characteristics to them. But I thought, you know what? If I'm out hunting and, you know, I shoot something and it gets the run on me, then I want to be able to swap out that red LED, throw in a white LED, and I can be able to, you know, have the brightest light in the woods and go after this thing as far as it matters. So, you know, I got that whole package, and I think, like, each LED was, like, an extra $10. So I was like, for the extra $10, I could have one of the world's best red LED lights, and then the one of the world's best green ones, and then a fantastic white one. So I went that route, very happy with it. You know, phenomenal company, phenomenal quality, built like a tank. There's other great companies out there. There's some excellent ones. I know some professional predator hunters. They use some other ones, but I've not used them and I've not had them for years. So I don't want to vouch for them because this is a big purchase. You know, you're going to spend maybe $200 on a light, maybe a little less, maybe a little more for something like this. I don't want to just recommend something I've seen. I only want to recommend something I've used. So that's what you got for, and you can, they have versions you can mount on a gun and mount on a bow. And most of these companies that are out there will do the same. So that is a hunting light. And if you're going to be hunting predators, you know, you could go to Lowe's and they've got, you know, little spotlights that you could throw a red lens over. And, you know, the spotlight will say, you know, great at 200 yards. And then you throw that lens over it. And what the lens does is it's basically filtering out all the light except for the red light. And that cuts your range like in half. So a 200-yard spotlight becomes a 100-yard red light, which is almost useless. And that's like $50-$60 down the drain. Or if you go to some of the big box stores, they've got, you know, $100 lights that are 1,000 lumens, and they've got different lenses that you swap over them. But when you do that, you're cutting out half of your light and your brightness to make it red. So what might been okay as a white light is just really insufficient as a red light. Whereas if you have a red LED, whatever the lumens are, that's the real lumens. You're not cutting that with a lens. So do not get something that has a lens that you put over it, so forth and so on. Get something that has the LED and look at the brightness of the LED and the throw of that light for that color.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, moving on. I could talk there for a while, but we're going to talk about predator hunting down the road, so I'll save that for then. Then you've got your work lights. These are probably the most important, the most practical. You've got to have some good work lights. You don't have to have hunting lights if you're not going out for predator hunting, but if you're hunting deer or anything else that you could be out in the dark in, you need to have some good work lights, and they're relatively inexpensive. So first things first, you cannot go into the woods, period, any time of day without a good handheld light. Doesn't have to be a real expensive light, doesn't have to be a real powerful light, but you gotta have a regular kind of flashlight. And they make some amazing stuff these days that's LED, that runs on some little CR123 batteries or some rechargeables. You can just swap in there and you can have a few hundred lumens to just whatever you need it for. All-purpose kind of light. You want it to have some waterproof capability, though you're probably not going to swim with it. You know, they make them now, you know, they're waterproof at 2 meters or 6 meters. That's really all you need. You just need something that if it gets wet, it'll keep working in the woods. And you just want a couple hundred lumens. It's all you need. Probably $20, $30 for an inexpensive one. Don't go to the dollar store and buy one of these little ones that uses, you know, three AAAs that cost $1, or you get a three pack for $6, those are garbage. They just, you don't have the brightness. They don't last for anything. They come apart, you know, seemingly instantly, in my experience. You can't depend on it to turn on from one time to another. Just, I would, don't go that route. Get yourself a decent little flashlight. I will link you guys to some in the description or in the show notes. My favorite that I have, to be honest with you, I got at Gander Mountain on clearance some years ago. It's this little dinky thing, 220 lumens. It's got low, high, and a blinking mode. Uses two CR123 batteries and nothing fancy, but man, it works every time. The brightness is perfect for what I use it for. It's my go-to light no matter what I'm doing. I mean, that is my, it's on my shelf. I use it all the time. Been using it for years. I replace the batteries once a year. It's fabulous. But I've got a number of other ones that I use depending on what I'm doing or if I'm going into the woods. So I'll link you guys to some examples there. You also need to have a headlight, a headlamp, something you can, you know, it's got the straps that you could put right on your head. Again, these are cheap, 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks for, you know, fantastic ones. And I'll link to some again in the show notes, but you got to have a headlight. You know, they don't have to be real bright. They don't need 15 settings. They don't have to, you know, have any kind of special features to them. But if you're going to be field dressing an animal, if you're going to be doing anything that you requires your hands, and you hope to be, you know, often if you shoot a deer within the last hour of daylight, you're going to need a light before the end of that situation. So you got to have a headlight. If there's nobody with you to hold a flashlight, how are you going to field dress this thing? And they're small, they're light, they last for a while. So you absolutely must, no hands down, or no questions about it, hands down, must have a headlamp in your pack. Period. Again, I'll link to some, but if you're going to go into the woods, you have to have a regular light and you have to have a headlight. There's some other options out there. You've got lights that they've got a little hook. Some of them will fold up into the back. They're kind of a flatter light. And you can hang those from a branch or a tree and sort of direct where the light shines that are bright. Those can be useful. There's some lanterns out there. They're like pop-up lanterns. They're like, they look kind of like a little coffee can. And then you open them up and they become taller. And then the light comes on. They've got little handles on them. Those are really useful. You can set that on the ground. It provides 360 degrees of light. You can set it on a stump. You can use the little handles to hang it from a branch or something. I highly recommend those, but they take up space. And all these extra sort of utility lights take up space. They take up space in your pack. They take up their weight in your pack. And it's another thing to take with you. So it really depends on where you're going and what you're going to do. You know, I think if you had unlimited space and unlimited weight and it didn't matter, then you need to have a headlamp, you need to have a lamp with a hook on it, and you need to have a little lantern, and then, you know, you can really light up any area, you can really get some work done, you can really field dress a deer without having to worry about it. But it's a balancing act. How much do you want to take with you into the woods? How much do you want to fit into your pack? How much weight do you want to carry? How far are you hiking? And then it also may be a question of how far are you from help? If you're, you know, if you take a deer and you can get some help there to, you know, somebody with a truck or just another set of hands or somebody else to hold a flashlight, that changes the game. So if you're completely on your own, you may want some more lights than if you're, you know, able to get some help. So those are sort of your work lights. You got a handheld, you got a headlamp, you got hanging ones, and then you've got lanterns. I recommend all of them, but you got to have a handheld and you got to have a headlamp if you take nothing else into the woods with you. And then you've got searchlights. Now, like I said, searchlights, you want daylight in a bottle. They make some crazy searchlights out there. I saw, I think the other day, it was a 60,000 lumen light. I was like, 60,000 lumens. This thing was like, you know, the headlight on an airplane. It was crazy. And it wasn't real cheap either. It was like $600. And it needed all kind of battery power. And it was all kind of heavy. When I was like, all right, there's no way you could really use this for hunting because it's big, it's heavy, it takes a lot of power, and it just wear you out in the search. But you need something that has some significant brightness to it. You need something that's got, you know, maybe it's got to have a little bit of throw. It's got to go, you know, a couple hundred yards, but it's really a floodlight. Something that you can just walk around and lights up the woods. You can see the blood trail. You can find the animal. It's fairly important. Now, what I do most of the time, depends on where I'm going. It depends on how far I am from help. But most of the time, I have a work light that doubles as a searchlight. I can put it on high or on turbo, and it's a good searchlight. Gives me 1,000 lumens, or it gives me several hundred lumens of high power brightness. And then I could put it on low and I can use it as a work light. It's not going to drown out, you know, what I'm looking at or blind anybody. So there's a trade-off there. And it's mostly about weight, size, and convenience. But if I'm going somewhere far out there, and, you know, I'm going to take something that has more power. And I'll link to some things in the show notes. Doesn't have to be super expensive, but beware the stuff that's super cheap. For the last number of years, every year around Black Friday, I've bought a new flashlight. I'm on a couple different companies' newsletters, and they send out the Black Friday specials, and, you know, there's some lights out there. It's like, Black Friday only, 93% off this flashlight. Oh, man, I've been a sucker for those. Let me tell you, I have been a sucker for those. You know, 1,000 lumens, multiple colors, all this stuff. You know, it's like $21, it's normally like a $200 light, or it's $16, or something like that. I bought a number of these. They've mostly been junk. I mean, garbage. They work for a year, or they're cool for a year, or they're like, you know, they've got all these lumens for 3 minutes. That's it. You know, that's all turbo mode lasts for, 3 minutes, and then you're down to 200 lumens on high. And it's like, okay, this is not a quality light. I've had one, and this is worth mentioning, that it was a multi-purpose light. It had, it had good brightness on white. It was very small, a 1CR123 battery. You know, you could fit it in the palm of your hand. It had like 500 lumens on white, on turbo, again, for 3 minutes. But still, it had a good brightness on high. And then it had a blue light, ultraviolet blue light, and it had a little red light. And they were like 10 lumens each, but I thought that was really cool. The reason is, if you're hiking through the woods before dark, it could help to have a little light with you. But you do not want to use a regular white flashlight in the woods while you're hiking to your spot. You just give yourself away. Red light is very innocuous. That's why they use it for night hunting. Some animals don't see it at all. It's questionable whether deer see it at all, but if they do see it, it tends not to spook them. They tend not to be concerned about it. It's not a color of light that really interests them, where white light can set them off and put them on edge and send them running. So I was like, oh, this little red light would be perfect for me walking through the woods, you know, on my way to my spot. And then I would have, you know, the high power turbo mode for a searchlight, and then I'd have the regular light for a work light, and it's tiny, and then I could use the ultraviolet light for tracking, because that's can illuminate a blood trail a little better. And you know, at the end of the day, none of that really panned out the way I had it in my head. The red light was really weak, but I didn't need it when I was going out. I could see well enough without it to not need it, and to me it wasn't worth the risk of just having another light on. But if you're going somewhere that's really dark or under heavy canopy and you can see nothing, that could help you. I never really needed the tracking light, and it wasn't very bright either. And then what happened was, after the first year, it stopped working right. It was one of these deals where you've got one button on the back and then you sort of have to twist the head of the light to get the different functions for the blue and the red light. Well, that just stopped working. Just didn't work anymore. And I was like, ah, and then, you know, the button stopped working normally. And I was like, this light is just garbage. And it was. You know, there's a reason why it was 93% off. So I got, you know, I got what I paid for. I got $16 worth of light there, but it is what it is. You don't have to go out and buy $100 flashlights, but look at what you're buying. Look at the reviews. Three or four reviews on some random website's not enough. Look at the brand. Do you trust the brand? I bought a light, you know, just last year that within a month, I never even took it out of the house. The button stopped working. So I was like, okay, well, they've got like a 2-year guarantee. I'll just get this replaced. Well, the company's in China. And you wanna deal with them? Well, then I had to, they were willing to ship a replacement part to me from China, but then they wanted me to pay to ship back to them the part that was broken. And I'm like, no, that's not how this works. The light breaks, you've got a warranty, you fix the light. They're like, well, you can either pay to ship the light to us in China and we'll fix it, or pay to ship it to one of our distributors in the U.S. and they'll fix it, or we'll ship you a part for free, but then you've got to pay to ship us the part back. And then that just turned me off. And I was like, this is ridiculous. And it was just not a good company to work with. It was almost a year of back and forth with this company for me to finally get this light fixed. And the light cost me like $30. And you know what? It just wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth the time. It wasn't worth the hassle. I wasn't worth like the $7 I had to spend in return shipping. I wish I would have never bought it on Black Friday sale. Wish I would have looked into the company. Wish I would have bought something more reputable. Wish I would have put that $30 towards a different light. And here's what happens. And I know I'm going a little long and I'm almost about ready to wrap up, but here's what happens. You get a light that looks like it's too good to be true for a price that's too low to be true, and it is. The quality is probably not there. So you could pay that same price and you could get a really good light, but it won't have maybe all the features. It might not have 5,000 lumens for $50. But for $50, you could get an excellent light. You just got to get, it'll be something that's worth $50 and it can be high quality and a good brand and last for years. But it's better, in my opinion, to get the higher quality light with the better company, with the better brand, with the better reviews that lasts longer than to get the super duper tricked out special that's on fantastic clearance price with the company no one's ever heard of that lasts for a couple months and then breaks. And fixing it becomes not worth the hassle. So you got to watch out for these kind of things. Reviews are paramount. Where you buy it from matters. Amazon's a good place to buy it from. They've got a great return policy. You know, they will take it back within a certain time frame. No questions asked. Like, it broke, send it back, full refund, done. And, you know, that works good. I'm going to link you guys mostly to Amazon stuff in the show notes. But those are the lights. Those are the categories. That's what you need to know. You got hunting lights, work lights, and you've got search lights. And, you know, what do you want for batteries? I really like the CR123 battery-powered lights. I also like the lights that have rechargeable batteries. The new thing that's out there is, you know, you've got lights. I think it's with the 1650 batteries that are rechargeable. You've got lights you can just plug a cell phone charger into and that'll charge the light. You don't even need a separate charger anymore all the time. Now, you got to really be careful with those lights because some of them are super cheap and they're garbage, but some of them are really good and they work well. I really like that feature. I really like that functionality. I love just being able to plug my flashlight into my cell phone. But again, there's a price thing there. So to get those features in a quality light, you might have to pay a little more than you could get a light for whatever budget you've got in your mind that's high quality, but it might not have all those features. So you just got to weigh it out. You know, what do you want? What are you getting? You got to think it through. So like I said, you got to go into the woods with a handheld light, just a work light. You got to have a headlamp. And then you want to have some searchlight capability. And the easiest way to do that is to get a decent work light that's got some high and low features. But depending on where you're going, what you're hunting, what you're going after, you may need more power. So I hope that's helpful to you guys. Go ahead to thenewhuntersguide.com. Look at the show notes. I've got links there to a number of these different lights and type of lights. You don't necessarily have to buy that one, but I'm just linking you ones that are quality so you can see what I'm talking about, get a feel for what's out there, what's on the market, and what you might be interested in. Appreciate it if you guys subscribe, leave us a review, share this show with somebody. And until next time, God bless and go get them in the woods.